Hello, everybody. My name is Andrew St. Pierre White. Welcome to the Forex Overland Adventure Travel Inspiration Podcast. Podcasting is new to me, broadcasting is not. A little bit about myself. I was born in England, spent 42 years in Africa in the film industry, won a couple of awards for editing, and involved in commercials for 16 years, then television documentaries for I can't remember how long, and got into making my own adventure travel show in 2006. I'm now working on my 9th TV season. My speciality is driving four-wheel drive vehicles in really remote places on different continents. At this time, I've shot in 15 countries, and I'm planning on another 7 countries by the end of next year. It's a very exciting work. I do it for a living. YouTube has become the platform of choice. I earn my income from broadcast rights on some TV stations around the world. But mostly, I have most of my fun and earn most of my income through crowdfunding and my videos placed on YouTube. My audience is made up of people mostly who just love traveling, but I think that what sets them apart is that they particularly like traveling to really remote places. So it's not really traveling to Dubai and staying in hotels, or even the beaches of southern France, or beaches of Australia where I live. It's more the outback places, for example, outback Australia, the African bush. I've done a lot of trips. I've lost count many years ago of how many trips I've done into the wilds of the African bush. I don't revel in bush lodges, but I revel in finding a campsite where the animals surround me, and I can just enjoy just being with the animals. There's something about walking on the same ground as the animals you're watching, as opposed to being in a game drive vehicle, or even being in your own vehicle, looking out of the window in this cage. It's the zoo, really, isn't it? It's the other way around. In game parks, we are the creatures in the cages. We are locked in our steel cabins called Corollas, Land Cruisers, or Land Rovers. We are the ones in prison, and we're watching these wild animals wander around. But there is another side to it, and this is the part that I absolutely love, is actually being on the same ground, standing with the animals. Actually, you're camping, you're living in the wild, you've got to be self-sufficient, you're looking after yourself, and you've also got to be smart because there are wild animals about. And I've just done an amazing trip through the centre of Australia on a route called the Canning Stock Route. It's actually the longest public road in the world. Well, I'm not sure if it is the longest public road in the world, but it's certainly the longest public, incredibly remote road in the world. Although there are probably similar roads in Alaska or Siberia, but utterly remote, 1,600 kilometers of dirt track. Not even dirt, not even gravel road. I mean, I'm talking about a track. The stars at night were just unspeakable. I remember reading an Afrikaans, South African Afrikaans author by the name of Charles Bosman, and he would talk about the stars of the Kalahari. And he, to quote, the mad singing of the stars. And you're in an environment where the stars are so vivid, they fill the night sky. And they hum, they almost make a sound. This is the kind of trips that I absolutely love to do. And because I'm filming them, and because I'm really in incredibly remote areas, I have to think a lot about, yes, survival, being smart. You know, the vehicle that I'm driving is going to be well equipped because it takes a beating. But also all of the technical stuff that goes with the vehicles, that goes with filming, the cameras that I use. How do I safeguard the footage once I've shot it? If I go on a trip after 3 or 4 days, the footage on my hard drive is worth more than the whole trip, because it's taken me so much money to get there, to fly, take an airplane, so much time. I've got the vehicle. I'm now spend a lot of time getting out into the wilderness area, and I'm capturing this on videotape, on digital, obviously. And so that content is where I make my living and what pays for the trip. And if I lose that content, disaster. So I do certain things to safeguard me from mechanical failure, like a disk drive going down, or stupidity. What I mean by that is finger trouble. I make a stupid mistake. I don't put, and it's happened to me, where my system has safeguarded me against me being stupid and not actually putting the footage down from a day onto the right part of the drive or onto the right drives, and end up in the editing room and say, where's day seven? I can't find the footage of day seven. Go to my emergency backup and there it is. It's happened to me actually only once, but anyway. And that's what the podcast is all about. It's about those adventure travel in really remote places, what we do and how we do it successfully, and of course capturing them on film using cameras, lenses, drones, action cameras, and then editing them back in the studio. I've written a lot of books on four-wheel drive. My first four-wheel drive book was written in 1993. It went out, there were 15 hard copy editions of that book. It was called The Complete Guide to Four-Wheel Drive, or The Complete Guide to Four-Wheel Drive Trails in Southern Africa. That book was a specialist Southern Africa book for people wanting to travel in Africa to remote places. And subsequent to that, several editions in a digital format sold on Amazon and given away to my supporters. Much of what I'll be doing on my podcasting is reading. One of my ideas, for example, is a read from one of my really early editions. I recently listened to an audiobook by Eddie Izzard, one of my favorite comedians, and most of the book was actually footnotes, and he would read a bit of the book and then come up with an anecdotal story about something. And it's so funny, so entertaining, and so insightful into how he thinks and how he succeeded. And he had a long, hard struggle to get where he is today. And it's lovely to read and listen to those stories. I'll be doing a similar thing with my four-wheel drive book, because my first book, for example, was totally... I was a Land Rover fanboy, as... They're now called fanboys. Then I was just, I don't know, stupid about Land Rovers, completely unbalanced. And now, having been a motoring journalist for really a long time, I have to, of course, work very hard not to be too brand loyal, actually brand loyal at all. And I'd like to read that book on my podcast and actually add in anecdotal stuff, because a lot of what I wrote back in 1990, 92, 93, I disagree with myself completely, and there are lots of stories associated with that book, what I wrote. So that is the kind of thing that I'm going to be doing on my podcasts. I've also done a lot of in terms of my YouTube channel, storytelling. It's a program called Storytime, when I just tell anecdotal stories about my life as a motoring journalist and my life as, you know, someone who spends a lot of time in wilderness places and has to deal with people and animals in outback places. And that's called Story Time. In addition to that, I've done a series called Overland Workshop. A lot of these I've done with a very close friend of mine, Paul Marsh, who I travel with extensively and very often. He lives in Cape Town. And I live, by the way, I should have probably mentioned this earlier, in Western Australia. This is where I am based. And we go out together, and we do a lot of our trips, and he accompanies me on trips. And then we sit down and we talk about things overland, all about expedition travel. Paul is, I don't know of anybody more experienced than Paul when it comes to overland travel. And his specialty is actually building overland trucks. And so we come up with this kind of, let's talk about packaging. Let's talk about borders and corruption. Let's talk about, you know, and we'll find a subject and we'll literally just sit down and we'll talk to camera. We will be putting quite a few of those onto the podcast channel. I am the, at this moment, it is now early 2018, I am the global ambassador for BF Goodrich Tyres. I'm very grateful for them, for my support. My relationship with them is an interesting story in itself. I was crossing the Kalahari on my own, and this is something that I like to do occasionally. I will find a really quite challenging trip, and I will just, it would be me and my truck. I did my first one crossing the Kalahari in 2008. I had tire failure, massive tire failure, and actually cancelled the trip, actually turned around when I was about one quarter across the route that I wanted to take, because the tire just disintegrated and I didn't know why. The following year, I wanted to do it. I wanted to complete this. And the following year, I re-equipped the vehicle with BF Goodrich tires, and I did the trip with no problems at all, same trip. And then I did one in Mozambique. It was a two-week trip in Mozambique. And then the following year, I did a 66-day expedition in search of the source of the Okavango River, which is in Angola. So the trip was solo. And when I say solo, I'm not talking, no camera crew, not me, truck and camera. Crossed the Namib Desert, right through Namibia, met a group in southern Angola. We traveled through Angola, found the source of the Okavango River, then headed to the coast and just explored Angola for a while, and then traveled through Botswana and actually followed the Okavango River all the way until its final resting place, because of course the Okavango River never finds the sea. It finds this place called the Okavango Delta. It just spills like a bucket of water spilt on a kitchen floor. This massive amount of water just hits this vast flat area of the Kalahari, absolutely flat. And it just spills like a bucket of water on a kitchen floor, just over this massive area of incredibly shallow water. And of course, the animals just flock to it. Amazing. One of the great paradises on Earth. David Attenborough waxes lyrical about it like you wouldn't believe. And that was one of my trips, and I had no tire trouble, no punctures. In fact, every vehicle, there were four vehicles in that convoy, everybody was running BF Goodrich tires. Nobody had a single problem, nothing. And after a period of time and using their tires, I went to them and said, would you like to sponsor me some tires? And they said, of course we would like to sponsor you some tires. And that has culminated in last year, 2017. In fact, it was 2016, they gave me a stipend, and now I've, for now 1 year, have been a global ambassador for BF Goodrich Tyres. So that's a little bit about my history, about why I'm very happy to be associated with that particular product. And thank you to them for supporting my efforts, my programs, and of course, they were supporting these podcasts as well. I wrote a book in 2015. My wife, Gwyn White, and I co-authored a book called Torn Trousers. I'm going to be reading, actually probably not reading in this case, but telling some stories from that book too. It's an award-winning memoir. It is a story about our 1 year that we spent in the same Okavango Delta. Just after we were married, we spent 1 year there, and it makes a very, very interesting story. That, again, will be part of my podcast. The stories there, you know, when we were reading through the final manuscript, we actually wrote this book while we were there in 1992. And I mean, that's how long ago we had this manuscript, and we just didn't know what to do with it. And my wife is a very successful novel writer. And 2015, I said to her, you know, it's time. It's time that we actually made this book into a novel. And it's a true story. And we bashed it into shape, and it's become a bestseller. And there's some wonderful stories that I will be sharing on my podcast that come directly from that book. And as I said, I won't read them. I'll just tell you the story and then give you links to the book if you're interested in reading it. If you love travel, adventure travel, you will love it. But that's a more and more of that to come later. So again, welcome to the 4X Overland Adventure Travel Inspiration Podcast. My name is Andrew St. Pierre White. I look forward to presenting my shows from both here at my studio in Western Australia and out somewhere remote in the middle of nowhere. Thanks for listening.